Starting in September, the Japanese city of Fukushima will begin distributing radiation detectors to children. That move comes after the earthquake and tsunami that devastated a nuclear plant. As eerie as this plan sounds, the radiation detectors are intended as reassurance. Lucy Kraft reports from Tokyo.
Reeling from charges that it's not doing enough to protect citizens from radiation, the embattled Fukushima city government will spend about $2 million on radiation detectors for children 15 and under. The badge-type gauges will be checked monthly to pinpoint accumulated radiation exposure. The response from local residents like Keiko Sasaki has been lukewarm. She says they already know the radiation is too high, that it's not fit for children to live here. The world knows it, and the government can't deny it. Sasaki and other parents, who angrily confronted bureaucrats in Tokyo recently, say there's only one solution: wholesale evacuation of everyone under 18, along with pregnant women. She says all kids, including high school students, should be evacuated outside the city. That's what the government priority should be. Under pressure from residents, the city has started removing contaminated topsoil from some of the hardest-hit public schools. For NPR News, this is Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.